The honor recognizes their decades of innovation, leadership, and dedication to the state's Christmas tree industry. John passed away at age 95, leaving behind his wife of decades, Viola, four children, all proud MSU graduates, and an enduring agricultural legacy. Lee has been a great example of how hard work, vision, and strong character can grow a successful business that can last for generations. Armed Forces participated in the event. Grass Lake, Mitch. The Michigan Christmas Tree Association, MCTA, officially inducted John Arend, posthumously, and his son, Lee Arend, of Arend Tree Farms into the Michigan Christmas Tree Growers Hall of Fame at the 2026 MCTA Summer Meeting on July 23, 2026, at Timberley Tree Farm in Sturgis, Mitch. The honor recognizes their decades of innovation, leadership, and dedication to the state's Christmas tree industry. As founders of one of Michigan's earliest choose-and-cut operations, the Arend family helped pioneer a tradition that paved the way for Christmas tree farms across the state. John Arend's path to the Christmas tree industry was built on a distinguished career in forestry, science, and conservation. After attending the University of Michigan from 1931 to 1937, earning degrees in science and forestry and completing doctoral coursework in forest pathology, he pursued postgraduate studies in France and Switzerland. John spent 30 years with the U.S. Forest Service across several forest experiment stations, pausing his career to serve in World War II, where he earned combat ribbons including the American Defense Service Medal and Expert Pistol Shot. In 1949, he was transferred to Michigan State University to lead federal forest research in Lower Michigan. Over his lifetime, John published more than 70 technical papers and bulletins that directly advanced American forest management. Upon retiring in 1968, John turned his full attention to managing his family's acreage in Washtenaw and Jackson counties. His various business activities included a pheasant shooting preserve and a Texas citrus grove, and he and Lee together built a thriving 400-acre horticultural operation. John passed away at age 95, leaving behind his wife of decades, Viola, four children, all proud MSU graduates, and an enduring agricultural legacy. Raised in East Lansing, Lee Arend graduated from East Lansing High School in 1968, where he excelled as a Trojan basketball player and pitcher. After earning a business degree from Michigan State University and a brief stint in insurance, Lee realized his true calling was the farm. His father, John, was reluctant to support this choice. Having grown up on a farm himself, John was convinced you couldn't support a family doing it. Lee was confident and idealistic in those days. So in 1977, he began working full-time with his dad, and Arend Tree Farms was put on the map. In 1978, Lee married his wife, Debbie, whose large family provided extra hands during the busy holiday seasons. Lee continued his hard work through the years, operating and expanding farms in Grass Lake and Brooklyn, and serving a term on the Michigan Christmas Tree Association Board. The farms grew to be more successful each year with the introduction of Douglas fir, Fraser fir, internet marketing, and good old word of mouth. Today's owners of Arend Tree Farms include Lee, his son, daughter, and son-in-law, all working together to continue the farm's traditions and standards. Lee has been a great example of how hard work, vision, and strong character can grow a successful business that can last for generations. The Michigan Christmas Tree Association extends its congratulations to Lee Arend and the family of John Arend on this well-deserved induction into the Hall of Fame. Howell, Mitch. The USDA has announced that Real Christmas Tree Board's final rule, Title 7, Agriculture Part 1214, Christmas Tree Promotion, Research, and Information Order, Subpart A, Christmas Tree Promotion, Research, and Information Order, was published in the Federal Register on March 9, 2026. The effective date of the final rule will be April 8, 2026. Lansing, Mitch. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proclaimed December as Michigan Christmas Tree Month, honoring the economic, environmental and social benefits of the state's Christmas tree industry. To celebrate the start of the month, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, and the Michigan Christmas Tree Association, MCTA, toured Peacock Road Family Farm. Washington Rex and Jessica Corson, along with their family, presented a concolor fir from Corson's Tree Farms in Sydney, Mitch, to the First Lady on November 24 to serve as centerpiece of Christmas decorations in the White House, the most famous house in America. The weather was perfect, and everyone was all smiles as Mason, Mitch. This week, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, joined the Michigan Christmas Tree Association for a Trees for Troops event at Tannenbaum Farms. Employees from MDARD and the Michigan Department of Technology, Management and Budget, DTMB, who served in the U.S. Armed Forces participated in the event. MDARD.